From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, working for money, but how much? First, though, this was supposed to be a big week for Senator John Kerry. The Massachusetts Democrat is about to officially declare he's running for president. Months ago, a lot of political experts, or journalists anyway, expected him to be leading in the polls by now. So here's disappointing news for his campaign. A CBS News poll released over the weekend showed John Kerry trailing three other Democrats, Joe Lieberman, Dick Gephardt, and Howard Dean. Joining us now, as he does on Mondays, to offer his opinions and analysis is Slate Magazine's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Happy Labor Day, Mike.
Happy Labor Day to you, Alex.
Here we are both working.
Yeah, very patriotic.
But not under the burden of John Kerry, who's only got 5% support in this poll. But on the other hand, the same poll says that two-thirds of the voters can't even name any of the Democrats running for president. Two-thirds. So is this doom or opportunity?
Well, it's still 15 months before the election, so I don't think that the real problem is not the people who've never heard of him. The problem is the people who've heard of him and don't really care. And that is true of all the Democratic candidates, I think, except Dean, of course, and Joe Lieberman. There's no one who is really passionate for them. There are people who are willing to vote for them, think they can win, want to get rid of Bush. But no one who lies in bed thinking, gosh, I wish John Kerry were president, or Dick Gephardt.
Yeah. John Kerry was on Meet the Press yesterday, which is maybe the most important of these Sunday political talk shows, however important any of them are. What did you think of the exchange there?
Well, I think it's always a bad sign when a politician starts reading his stage directions, which is what Kerry did a lot of yesterday. He says, I'm going to be out there talking about my leadership and being clear as a bell. Well, the idea is he should be clear as a bell, and not that he should talk about being clear as a bell or talking about his leadership.
Well, you mentioned Howard Dean, who he's the most serious threat to John Kerry at the moment, don't you think? He has a large lead over the senator in the first primary state, New Hampshire. Again, this is according to polls.
Well, they're both neighbors, of course. But Dean has this quality that people, whether rationally or not, whether they know anything about him or not, are excited by him. And that is his big advantage. There were a lot of Democrats a couple of months ago who were saying, I really like Dean, but I'm going to support Kerry because or Lieberman or someone else because I think he can win, and that's more important. Well, I think the lesson for a lot of these Democrats is if someone excites you, he will excite or she will excite other people of your general persuasion. And this aura of inevitability that Kerry had turns out to be a sort of poison chalice that he was given by the press, because once you start to seem a tiny bit uninevitable, it collapses.
Things go away very, very quickly. On the other hand, though, you do suddenly have... It seems to me, months ago, people were writing about Mr. Dean, that he didn't have that aura. Now, suddenly, he does have this kind of aura, and still, it's a long, long way to go to get across the finish line.
Well, it's a poison chalice for him, too, because now the press has decided that he's inevitable, and if he starts to be a little less inevitable, he's in trouble.
Okay.